Okay, this is the review for the final exam. I'm sorry, midterm exam for current events, semester one. First of all, the essay, 130 words, and have the steps from the example essay we talked about in class, and make the best essay you can. Number two, listening from the keywords. These are from the first sheet we did with the one-sentence articles. So the first one is Vietnam. This is where the woman is from who had to leave Japan because the Japanese government said she wasn't a refugee. But her husband was a refugee, so he can stay, and the baby can stay, but the mother had to leave. All right. Number two is refugee, and this means someone who escaped from their country because it was dangerous, and the father was considered a refugee, but the mother wasn't considered a refugee, so the mother had to go back to Vietnam. Very strange. Next, CIA. This is the American Central Intelligence Agency, and they were the ones who captured and kidnapped a person and tortured them in a foreign country, but they got the wrong person because he had a common name. The next one is kidnap, and that means to take somebody and hold them without their permission. Next is torture. Torture means to hurt somebody, usually so they will say something, to cause them pain. Next, weapons of mass destruction. These are big weapons like nuclear weapons or gas, and they said that Iraq had these, but they actually didn't have these. They couldn't find the weapons of mass destruction, but in the newspapers they said there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Next, AIDS. AIDS is the sickness that kills people if they don't have medicine. And this is the sickness that killed so many people in Africa. But it wasn't in the news. Next, Sub-Saharan Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa means a southern part of Africa below the Sahara Desert. So it's more poor than the northern part. Next, 2.5 million. This is the number of people that died from AIDS in the year 2005 in Sub-Saharan Africa. Next, Koizumi. This is the former Prime Minister of Japan. Kabuki. Kabuki is Japanese theater, and Koizumi went to see the Kabuki, and so that was in the news. It was big news. Why? Iraq. This is the country that America invaded in the and most people think that Iraq helped the 9/11 attackers, but actually they didn't have anything to do with it. Next, Coca-Cola. This is the big soft drink company, and they maybe killed some people in or helped kill some people who were working at their factory in South America. Next, union leaders. A union is a group of workers who make an organization, and the leaders of that organization, a few union leaders, they were the ones that were killed in Venezuela. And many people said Coca-Cola company knew about it and helped. Next, twin pandas. This is what were born as Shirahama Adventure World, and it was very big news. Next, a hot dog eating contest. This is what the Japanese man won in New York, and it was very big news. Next, Zimbabwe. This is a country in Africa, and recently the president of Zimbabwe destroyed the ghettos and made 101 million people homeless. And the next is ghettos. Ghetto is an area where many poor people live and the houses are, you know, bad. And so this is what was destroyed by the president of Zimbabwe because he said it looked bad. 1 million. Next, 1 million. This is the number of people who became homeless after they were kicked out of the ghettos. Next, anti-war leaflets. So this is a small piece of paper that says stop the war. Some people were passing these out to the self-defense force people. And they were arrested by the police because they were passing out anti-war leaflets. Next, sex tourists. A sex tourist is someone who goes to a country, another country, mostly Asia, and they buy a prostitute or they buy a woman. And that's part of their trip, their vacation. And there are many countries where many people do this. Next, Japanese men. In Asia, most of the customers for sex tourism are Japanese men, more than China, more than Singapore, more than anywhere. All right. The government of Israel. The government of Israel has problems with a Palestinian situation, and recently, year 2005, they killed 700 people. 700 people were dead because of the Israeli army. Next, 700. This is the number of people that were killed by the government of Israel. Next, 1.3 billion. This is the number of people who live in poverty, extreme poverty, which means less than $1 a day. Next, less than $1 a day. This is how much a person makes if they are considered living in extreme poverty. So if they live on $10 a day, the United Nations doesn't consider them poor. But if they live on less than $1 a day, the United Nations considers them very, very poor. Next, diamonds. Diamonds are made in Africa. And sometimes if there's a civil war, if there's a war, people fight over the diamonds and they kill people and take the diamonds and then they sell the diamonds to buy weapons so they can fight more. And it's a problem because we buy the diamonds. People in Japan, people in America, people in Europe are buying these diamonds. So it's a problem. Civil war. Civil war means a war inside a country, and there are civil wars in the same countries where they make diamonds. So that's the problem because people are selling the diamonds and buying weapons for the civil war and then killing people. Next, Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is one of the countries that makes diamonds and has a civil war. So if the diamond comes from Sierra Leone, it may be a bad diamond. In other words, somebody may have died because of that diamond. All right. Last one is Namba. Namba is the area in Osaka where there was a murder of two people by a crazy man. And this was a very, very famous news story. Okay, this is pretty short, only 10 minutes, so maybe you can listen to this again. Good luck on the test, and please write a good essay.